Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello, and welcome back for our returning listeners, and welcome to our new listeners to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie, and it is spring here in the Midwest. Temperatures are rising, snow is melting, and we are excited to see flowers and green grass because we are past done with winter and snow. And for our friends in the Southern Hemisphere, you're transitioning into winter. We hope you enjoy your transition. Tonight's topic is sparks of positive perspective. We'll talk about the advantages of a positive perspective and some strategies for how to change from a funk or negative perspective into a positive perspective. So how has your week been? Have you been making progress and taking action on some of the strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that you've learned here at Spark Radio? We hope so. That is why we are here, to help you make those positive changes in your life. The number to call again if you have questions or comments is 347-215-8390. And we also want to thank our many listeners for whom the schedule conflict occurs, and so you regularly listen to our archives. Thanks to you. And thanks to all of you for sharing the show with others you think may benefit. We appreciate the opportunity to empower people to change their lives. So on with the topic of positive perspectives. One of the emails I received today was from today's TQ, Think TQ, TQ being time quotient. It's a wonderful program we'll talk about another time. I did want to mention it today, though, because the subject line in the email was become a possibilitarian. A possibilitarian. Intriguing. Do you focus on the possibilities or the problems? Do you have opportunities? Or do you have challenges or issues? The way we frame with language is very powerful in our thinking and our ability to find solutions to those problems. So how can you change your perspective, your personal positive mental attitude, so to speak? I thought I coined positive mental attitude back in the 1980s when I was working with the Luther College Upward Bound program. And PMA was my motto for many years, so a large number of students heard choosing PMA, choose a positive mental attitude, because it points you in powerful directions. Research shows that people who are optimistic tend to have more blood flow or higher activity in the problem-solving area of the brain. So there is a plus for choosing a positive perspective, looking at your glasses half full rather than half empty. And can it be learned? You bet. Martin Seligman wrote Learned Optimism many years ago, and one of his most recent works is Authentic Happiness. So, happiness, optimism, can they go together? You bet. So let's take a look at how can you create a positive mental attitude in your life. And it's all an inside job. It is irrespective of whatever is happening in the world around you. You do have the power to choose. And that's exciting. There's a quote by Michel de Saint-Pierre. Pardon the mispronunciation if it's there. Quote reads, "An optimist may see a light where there is none, but why must the pessimist always run to blow it out?" So the good news is we can all learn an optimistic perspective. It does help if we have some strategies, however, to help us get past that negative that we may find ourselves in. You've heard the saying, I can't see the forest for the trees. What does that mean? Have you ever thought about that? You can't see the forest for the trees. Well, in training emotional intelligence, that is one of the stories that I use in talking about self-regulation and self-motivation, that when we are in a situation, we are in the midst of that forest, and all we can see are the trees immediately in front of us. We can, depending on our history of science knowledge or our biology classes, if we made leaf collections, we may be able to tell you, well, I see an oak tree, a maple tree, an elm tree, or just that I see those big leaf trees. Or you can say, I see a pine, a northern pine, a spruce, the skinny needle kind of trees. And that's really all you can see. Your view is limited because you are so enmeshed in the situation. Now, if you pop on that cell phone, call the ranger up in the tower that can see the entire forest, there's a new perspective you now have. So if you're lost in the midst of that forest, and the ranger can say, well, if you go to and direct you towards the sun, away from the sun, there's a pond or there's an exit, they can give you an additional, different, bigger perspective. And sometimes we get in this mindset of, I have to do it myself. Well, why do we have to do it ourselves? See, we shit on ourselves all the time, and too often, and it limits us. And those are often self-imposed limits, and that's spelled S-H-O-U-L-D. And where do those shoulds come from, and are they helping us move forward and create joy and live passion-filled lives, or are they limiting us? We need to reassess those. And it helps to have someone outside our situation give us an additional perspective, whether that's a coach, a life coach, success coach, growth catalyst is a term I use for my work, because a catalyst speeds things up, and if you want to speed up your growth, having that coach or catalyst is helpful. They can help you see a bigger perspective, a different perspective than what you can see right now. Blog Talk Radio helps do that. FreeTelemessages.com has free teleclasses and some paid teleworkshops that can also give you more information, more resources. There are so many resources available now that allow us to access knowledge at an amazing rate, not only television and radio, but blogs and podcasts and a lot of Web 2.0 resources, social networking. We can connect with people from all over the world. It's amazing. I'm very grateful. I've met some awesome people through Blog Talk Radio from all over the world who are regular listeners in my program. I recently did a webinar for credit union trainers in Canada. And so now I've connected with different people. So take advantage of those resource opportunities, no cost, low cost, whatever works for you, to gain new perspectives, new thoughts, to expand your thinking and expand the possibilities that you are seeing from which to choose. So, can't see the forest for the trees? Let's get some different perspectives. One of the situations that often happens is if you have a friend who's in a negative situation, they want to tell you about how terrible, horrible, and awful it is, and basically pull you into that six-foot pit that they're in. And it's very challenging for you to maintain your positive perspective in the face of that. And so if you've got someone in your life who is constantly choosing to be negative, and they want you to have a pity party with them, a strategy and approach that I use, which I was told once it seemed awfully harsh, however, it made sense, is to tell that person, you know, if you want to have a pity party in a six-foot pit, I'm here to throw you a ladder. However, I'm staying up here with this perspective. Let me know if you want help getting out. If you just want to have the pity party in the pit, enjoy it. Because if people don't want to change and they just want you to commiserate with them, it doesn't help them and it doesn't help you. If they want to change and they're open to trying different things, that's another story. And we're very happy to throw them a rope, a ladder, whatever it takes to help them get out of the pit. But be very careful about going into the pit with them, lest you become trapped as well. So what happens if you are in that negative attitude situation. Well, let's talk about some strategies. Have you ever played the good news, bad news game? And unfortunately, I learned this, oh my goodness, over 20 years ago, and the name of the man I learned it from was separated from the exercise. So if you know who created this, please let me know so I can give him credit. It works like this. We often say, ugh, the bad news is blah, blah, blah. And the challenge is then to turn it around and say, well, the good news is, because as Jack Canfield wrote in his first Chicken Soup for the Soul book, in a story about the twin boys whose parents wanted to test if one really was an optimist and the second really was a pessimist, gave them each different birthday presents, put them in separate rooms, and then watched. And they went to watch their pessimistic son open his present. It was a state-of-the-art video game with the most recent games, or so they thought. And at the open, he started complaining. What am I supposed to do with this? And my friends can't play this because I don't have these games. And what were you thinking? And this is horrible, and blah, blah, blah. So they closed the door. And I am paraphrasing now. And then they went down the hall, and they looked in on their optimistic son. Now, they had given him a box of manure. And so he's dancing around the room. He's flinging manure everywhere. And they were a little concerned about this because who was going to have to clean it up? Excuse me. So they said, son, what are you doing? And he said, oh, this is great. They said, great, you got a box of crap, a box of manure. What's great? He said, look, where there's manure, there's got to be a pony. You can choose the perspective. If you're facing manure, are you going to just look at the manure, or are you going to look beyond the manure? And sometimes time gives us that perspective. Because when we're in the midst of those situations that are challenging us to think differently, to feel differently, we don't always see the value till we get through it to the other side. And so having an outside perspective is helpful. You can play this game by yourself, or you can have someone else play it with you. So let's say the bad news is I had a flat tire on the way home. What might be the good news? Well, good news is it stopped me, which could have kept me from having an accident from a deer further down the road if you're driving in the rural area. Good news is I have AAA or roadside service I can call to come out and fix my tire for me. And so that's how the game goes. And I've been using this model for a number of years as I teach reframing situations, getting yourself into a positive state so that you can be better at solution generation and problem solving, and to stay motivated in the face of those situations. It's the self-motivation of emotional intelligence. So I often will challenge participants to practice with each other and then also with me. And so if you, even in those situations where, you know, bad news is my dad died. The good news is, he's no longer suffering. The good news is you have wonderful memories of your relationship together. The good news is whatever it may be. And sometimes people aren't ready for that good news. They just want to be feel bad. And again, there's a situation with a young woman who had gotten in trouble in class and came in, I got kicked out of class, and that's not fair. And I said, okay, so what did you do to contribute to the situation? She said, can I just feel bad? I said, okay, for how long? She said, 2 minutes. I said, okay, go. And I timed her for 2 minutes, and she went, this and that, not fair, poor me, blah, blah. I said, okay, time. And she looked at me, she said, okay, now give me that whole PMA thing. And so then we talked about, you know, what she did that contributed to the situation, was there a misunderstanding, what can she do now in the face of what happens to make the situation better? Very different. And that was a great lesson to me that sometimes people just need to vent. If you make a mistake and you're angry with yourself, give yourself a time limit. My husband will often do that. How long are you going to beat yourself up? I'll tell him, and he'll say, okay, and he'll time me, and then that's it. I'm done, and we're moving on. So the challenge is, you know, to spend less time in the negative state and move more quickly to the positive state, to that state of gratitude for the situation. Because if everything happens for a reason, or whether it's God, the universe, the higher power, is all good. If everything is good, We go through these experiences in our life to get us to where we are, to be ready for the next thing. And so it contributes to who we are. So that's the bad news, good news game. Next, I'm drawing a blank, unfortunately, on the author of On Course, O-N, space, C-O-U-R-S-E. I will have that for you next week. But in On Course, which is a college student success course, I was fortunate to attend a full-day training with him. And one of his models is our inner voices that we have. Before we go further, I want to give you our call-in number again in case you have any questions or comments or how you move from seeing the glass half empty to the glass half full. And that number is 347-215-8390. So let's talk a little bit about those voices in your head. And you may be sitting there saying, what voices in my head? I don't have voices in my head. Do I have voices in my head? Those are the voices we're talking about, the ones that seem to chatter at us as long as we're awake. Now, are those voices supporting you, encouraging you, being your best fan, or are they being your worst critic? And we can take control of those voices. For some of us, those voices sound their old messages we got from parents or teachers or grandparents, and we replay them. And we have a choice. We can push stop, we can push delete, and replace it with something else. It takes a conscious effort to start with, and the more we do it, the easier it becomes. So let's talk about the styles of those voices for a minute. Now, if you'd like to play, you put it in your body. When you know it in your body, you know it. For those of you that have followed Spark Radio, we've talked about memory. So let's put this in your body. Now, as I talk, you can shake your finger at yourself. You can hit yourself with an imaginary plastic bat as you say to yourself things like, well, if you put your keys in the same place every day, you wouldn't be running around trying to find your keys and being late again. And by the way, how many times are you going to stub your toe in that box before you pick that box up and put it away? And when are you going to figure out that if you followed the recipe, you wouldn't have these disasters when you're cooking? And da-da-da-da-da-da. Do you have voices like that that are constantly criticizing you and how stupid and yeah, okay, well, that's our victim. I'm sorry, that's our critic. That's our inner critic, constantly criticizing us. And you know what? We don't need to have an inner critic. Not very helpful to us. Okay, next, I want you to put up your fist like you're defending yourself or you're getting ready to box. And I want you to throw some punches as that inner voice says things like, oh, those people don't know how hard I work. This place would fall apart without me. They don't know how many hours I spend keeping all these things organized. And all this creativity, they think it just falls out of the sky? No, somebody has to come up with these ideas. And do these people in this family think these clothes put themselves in the dresser drawers? I don't think so. Meals cook themselves? They just don't have a clue, and they just don't appreciate me. Do you have inner voices that say things like that? That's your inner defender. Because problems with everybody else out there has nothing to do with you. And that's not completely true either. And then there's a third type of voice. I want you to fold your hands in front of you. Slow down your breathing. Think about a wise monk sitting on a mountaintop. And this voice says things like, okay, what did you do to create the situation? What did you contribute to this? At this point, what can you do to fix or remedy the situation to make it somehow better? And finally, what can you do so that you have a better outcome in the future? TNT is a dynamite idea, stands for the next time. We'll talk more about that in just a minute. So this voice is your inner guide. And you notice that you have to be quieter to hear this one, slowing down your breathing. Now, of the three voices, the inner critic, when we're the poor victim, the defender, we're also a victim, and the inner guide, all three of those can be competing. We can choose the inner guide if we slow down, take a time out, step back, and reflect on the situation from a more realistic perspective, because it's more helpful. Would you agree? Most participants in training will say, well, yes, we think so. So that's a way you can reframe the situation as well. If you have any questions or comments about choosing positive perspectives, please call 347-215-8390. Let's talk about TNT the next time. And last week we mentioned, please, under no circumstances, even for a split second, should you see in your mind's eye a pink elephant. No pink trunk, pink tail, pink ears, or pink feet. Were you successful? Most of us are not, because most of us think in visual images. Our brain processes visually, and it has trouble with negation. How do you visualize something that's not? So when we make a mistake, and we then see ourselves make this mistake over and over, even if we say, like you've tripped as you've gotten up to speak to a group of people, and you're getting up, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, don't trip, boom, there you go. You trip. Why? Because your brain is seeing you trip and fall. And this part of your brain is like, okay, this is what we believe, boom, then that's what it's looking for in the world, and that's what often happens. And most people go, oh my gosh, yeah. Or it's an icy parking lot, and you're doing the don't fall, don't fall, don't fall, boom, there you go. So what could you say instead? Well, okay, if I don't want to fall, what do I want? Walk carefully to the front of the room. Walk successfully to the front of the room. On the ice, one that I use often is walk slowly, carefully, stay vertical. Walk slowly, carefully, stay vertical. Because that's what I'm visualizing, that's what I'm focusing on, that helps me maintain my balance. But often when we make a mistake, we repeat that mistake over and over in our minds, and we wonder why we get so good at it. Because we've mentally rehearsed it. So when you make a mistake, follow that mistake with a TNT, dynamite idea for the next time. The next time I face a situation, I am, what are you doing? That will make it more successful. And put that image in your mind. So that's the last piece connected to that situation to give you a more positive perspective. So far, so good. Some interesting thoughts and ideas on how to choose a positive perspective tonight. 347-215-8390. We'd love to hear from you if you're listening and have a question about choosing a positive perspective. And again, sometimes it's very challenging because when we're in the midst of stress and crisis, it's tough. There are great 800 numbers, hotline numbers that you can call to get another perspective. What is it you choose to experience, you choose to focus on? Are you grateful for? And sometimes when you're in the midst of a negative situation, being kind, doing something for someone else, helps change your perspective. You know, happiness is like a light. You know, if you turn it on, it's hard to keep it from others. So what are you doing to be kind? Have you done a random act of kindness lately? Because Wayne Dyer talks about in his book, I believe it, The Power of Inspiration, or Inspiration. Oh, I'm sorry, no. It's Intention, in his book about intention. I listened to the audio tapes recently, and one of the things he talks about is research into kindness, that when someone performs an act of kindness, their body chemistry shifts. And the person who's receiving the act of kindness has a positive shift in their body chemistry. The surprise that the researchers learned, though, was anyone who sees that act of kindness also, or observes it, also has that same positive shift in their body chemistry. An example he talked about was 9/11. As people were watching, and an example he used was you see firefighters from Iowa going to New York, helping out, all these people volunteering and helping out. So that act of kindness from the giver, the receiver, and the observer all benefit. So you can touch a lot of lives with an act of kindness. You know, did you let someone with fewer items get in front of you in the store, in the checkout lane? Did you pay for the toll for the person behind you? Did you bring home a flower for someone in your family? Something that's unexpected, that's kind, that's helpful. What can you do? It can just be something small. send an email with a positive thought. Make a commitment, one unexpected act of kindness that you can give. And maybe you want to give more than that. It'll help your perspective and it'll help you feel a very different place, a more positive place from which then your perspective can shift. Norman Vincent Peale.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.
Blog Talk Radio.